I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us, I suppose, have moments when hope seems fleeting, despite our best efforts to keep the flame aglow. Try as we might, sometimes life's dark clouds seem endless, so much so that it's hard to have faith that our circumstances will brighten. But hope we must have. The retired Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu once said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness." And our need to hold on to hope and faith is the theme of this week's essay by Ivy Marwill.
It all began 6 years ago when I attended High Holiday services at my synagogue in Providence, Rhode Island. The rabbi gave a sermon that focused on the importance of having hope and faith as a way to cope with life's challenges. I'd always thought of myself as a practical realist, and I wasn't convinced. I admit I can be a bit of a skeptic, but a four-year-old has helped me regain my belief in hope and faith. It began with a saga involving my next-door neighbor's cat, Shigua, and my four-year-old granddaughter, Jordan, who lives in New York. Our granddaughter visits us with her family a few times a year. This year, they were coming June 7th to celebrate her dad's, our son's, 34th birthday. One of the highlights of Jordan's visits has always been playing with Shigua. And when we visit Jordan in New York, she always asks about Shigua. She even named her stuffed animal kitty Shigua. In short, Shigua has been central to my granddaughter's young life. The day before Jordan and her family were to arrive, our neighbor knocked on our door looking very sad and deeply distressed. Shigua had been missing for several days. I was very upset for our neighbor, of course, who cared deeply about Shigua. But I was especially concerned about how I would break the news to little Jordan. I came up empty, and I worried she'd be devastated. But suddenly, I felt a powerful sense of hope and faith that I could figure this out. Jordan came to visit, and I waited with dread for her to ask about the cat. To my great surprise, she never did. I believe in my gut that Jordan knew something was terribly wrong. Frankly, for my own sake, I was relieved she didn't ask about Shigua. 6 weeks later, I was pulling my car into my driveway, and I saw my neighbor holding a cat who looked like a thin, emaciated Shigua. I jumped out of my car, and indeed it was Shigua. My neighbor had been called by someone who found her wandering about and called the vet's name on Shigua's collar. I'm convinced that four-year-old Jordan had faith and hope, and this wise, astute four-year-old has strengthened my own sense of faith and hope at a point in my life where I yearn for it.
Ivy Marwill has been a clinical social worker and psychotherapist for more than 35 years. She reports that much of what she now believes about faith and hope she has learned from the people she has helped, and most recently from her new role as grandmother. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.